Good morning. This is Tuesday Stand Up. Welcome to Leading Age DC, Leading Age Maryland, and Leading Age Virginia's regular calls that have to do with actionable things for clinical teams. This morning, we're going to really talk about, starting a conversation about the new 700 and plus pages of requirements of participation from CMS that were released in October and went into effect the last week of November. This morning we're going to talk about residents' rights, and Leading Age National, in partnership with the state affiliates, has developed a template of those rights. And to explain that to us and some of the nuances state to state is Deborah Adler, who's the Leading Age Maryland Director of Member Relations. Deborah, over to you.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. And if you haven't done so already, you can download the residence rights poster template from the Leading Age Maryland website. So if you go to leadingagemaryland.org and click on Education and Events and then choose Tuesday Stand Up, you can scroll all the way down to the bottom of the page where it says December 17th, and there is a link for the residence rights poster template. The requirements of participation phase one went into effect on November 28th, and most of the residents' rights issues go into effect in phase one. There are a few issues that don't go into effect until phase two, which is November 28th, 2017. The things that go into effect now we'll talk about, and then the other things that don't go into effect until phase two are just providing contact information for state and local advocacy organizations, Medicare and Medicaid eligibility information, Aging and Disability Resource Center, and Medicaid Fraud Control Unit contact information. So if you take a look at the residence rights poster template, Leading Age has done a wonderful job of organizing all of the requirements in a nice format that you can use as a poster in your community. And it is a draft template, and they've made very clear that it only focuses on the federal regulations, and each state needs to look at its own regulations and make sure that everything is covered. So at a very basic level, you need to add the facility name, and you need to add information such as your long-term care ombudsman contact information and your state survey agency contact information. The template just is very nicely organized. What are your federal rights in a nursing home, general issues, exercise of rights, planning and implementing care, choice of attending physician, respect, dignity, and self-determination, privacy and confidentiality, safe environment, grievances, freedom from abuse, neglect, misappropriation of property and exploitation, social services, admission, transfer, and discharge rights. And it's very nicely organized. If you are from Maryland, you have probably gone back to COMAR 10.07.09.08 and noticed that the Maryland regulations go beyond the federal regulations. Jill and I were actually at OHCQ yesterday, and the folks there made a joke that the CMS people keep stealing the employees of the Office of Healthcare Quality, and they noted that the new regulations are very person-centered, which the Maryland regulations have been moving to for some time. And another thing that they mentioned to us is that ASPEN has been updated with the new federal regulations So if you are surveyed, the surveyors do have all of the new information in Aspen. And as they told us at OHCQ yesterday, it's a very prescriptive process. And so the surveyors have to read the questions that come up on Aspen exactly as they're stated, and they have to ask them in the order in which they're stated. So the surveyors have very little flexibility. I wanted to just take a couple of minutes and go over a few of the things that are in the Maryland regulations that are not in the federal regulations. One of the things I noticed, and it would probably go under the planning and implementing care section, is you have the right to seek advice from the Resident Care Advisory Committee concerning the options for medical care and treatment for an individual with a life-threatening condition. Also, in the Maryland regulations, you have the right to choose a pharmacy. That is not mentioned in the federal regulations. Although it is stated in the federal regulations, you have the right to choose your roommate when practicable under respect, dignity, and self-determination. Under Maryland, it also says you have the right to receive notice about the roommate. Another thing under respect, dignity, and self-determination is that you have the right to spend private time with visitors, and the facility must permit your family, your representative, your physician, representative of the state, and your long-term care ombudsman to visit you at any time. And in Maryland, it says subject to visiting hours and places. And in Maryland, it also says that staff must knock before entering. It specifically says that. Under that same section, under the federal regulations where it says you have the right to be informed of all resident rights and responsibilities in the facility, including the right to access your personal and medical records, in Maryland it says within 24 hours upon written or oral request, excluding weekends or holidays, and you are able to purchase all or part of your medical records, and you are able to approve or refuse release of personal or clinical records. I put it under grievances. You might put it under something else, but you can't be forced to perform services for this facility without compensation if you're a resident. And under admission, transfer, and discharge rights, you have the right to examine results of the most recent federal and state surveys. You have the right to participate in experimental research, and you have the right to participate in resident groups, and families can meet with other families, and staff don't need to be invited. So that was most of what is important in the new residents' rights requirements. I think that it's important to make sure that residents are aware of their rights and for you all to think about how to inform them of their rights. What actions are you going to take as a community? Are you going to put this information in the welcome packet? Are you going to put up posters? I think those are the sorts of issues that are really important. So I don't have any further information, but I'd be happy to talk about it with you and find out what you have learned and what you're doing in your communities and try to answer any questions that you may have.
I'll unmute all these lines so that if you have questions, you can ask them now. I think it's important to note that Deborah walked through kind of the comparison of the federal regs to the state regs, and we know that in general that's going to be an important thing for each of us to do as Leading Age National and the states work together on templates for things. They'll all need to be kind of looked at in light of the specific requirements for each state. you know, again, we'll try to do that for Maryland, and we're actually thinking it might be helpful to put a small work group together that would work to do a crosswalk between the federal regs and Maryland skilled regulations. We know that there will be new skilled regulations coming out in Maryland at some point. As those of you from Maryland know, we've been providing comments to those drafts over what seems like forever. Apparently those draft regulations are now with AELR, and when they sign off on them, then the Office of Health Quality in Maryland will be determining how to move forward to implement those new regulations, and that will be another look at the intersection of state and federal regulations. So I think I have all the lines unmuted now. Do you have questions?
Yes, this is Wanda Smith from Collington Life Care Center in Mitchellville, Maryland. How are you this morning? I wanted to find out the resident rights poster template. Will it be made available that you could use it where it's not saying template only in the background?
Yes. Yes, we'll figure
we'll
out
get,
how
yeah, we can
that
get
part off and actually use it. Any other questions? Okay, very good. Well, we stuck to our 15 minutes, and we'll be revisiting some more requirements of participation issues as we move forward. We know that those are really important for folks, and thank you all for joining us, and we'll see you soon. Thanks. Bye-bye. Thank you, Deborah.